Next Thursday, it all starts for the AFL men. The MCG, 7:25 p.m. The bounce of the ball for Richmond and Carlton to kick off the 2018 AFL home and away season. And I reckon it's around about this time of year that Brendan Bolton's energy levels go through the roof. He's the coach of the Blues, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Bolts.
Morning, gents. How are we all?
We are very well. Thank you. Appreciate your time early on a Friday morning. How are the energy levels after a long pre-season? Has it rejuvenated you now that it's around the corner?
Yeah, I think all of us are really excited and can't wait for next Thursday. And we can get into the real deal, and none better than have a crack at the Premiers.
Yeah, it's a good place to start, I reckon. You get a benchmark pretty quickly for your boys. But some news just coming through for us. Bolts, you're probably aware of this, but Paddy Dow has put pen to paper on a three-year contract extension, your first pick in the draft last year, taking his commitment through to the end of the 2022 footy season. That will absolutely warm the hearts of the Blues fans because he's shown plenty so far from what I've seen. What's he been like, this young man?
Oh, he's a terrific guy. He's been trying to learn off Murph and Cripper, and we just love the signs, particularly his ability to explode out of stoppages. He's got some really quick feet and uses the ball well, and he just really wants to learn. So we're wrapped to have him. We need to keep in mind he's only in his first year and hasn't even played a game yet, but signs are that exciting. We're wrapped that he wants to be at our footy club for the long term.
So how does this happen, Bolts, considering he hasn't played a game yet? I mean, obviously his pre-season form's been very good. Is that him coming to you saying, let's get it done, or is it the Blues coming to him and saying, come on, let's get this commitment happening?
I think it's mutual, Whitey. Like, I think, first of all, he's got to feel and understand that this is the right environment for him and one where he can grow. So that's a good statement around the way in which we set up our footy club. But, and two, there's no doubt the signs are so strong that we want him for the long term. So that's how it unfolded.
So, Bolts, you talk about taking on the Premier next week, next Thursday. You lose, obviously, Bryce Gibbs over in a trade scenario, and obviously you lose Sam Doherty. Why are you more confident about the team moving into the 2018 season?
Well, I think we've just had a few years to understand the way in which we play. The guys have been together for a couple of years, although there has been a lot of whist turnover. You know, our defence together for quite a few years, and now we're just starting to add some offensive players. So that combined with, it's just a little bit of a twinkle in the eye with a lot of the players. They're really determined to grow and drive standards this year. And in fact, probably as passionate as I've ever seen them. So all indications are positive, but the season's all in front of us yet.
You talk about the glint in the eye. How much of a difference is it this summer that you had those two wins in the pre-season and just winning football and what that does to the confidence, because you did look really sharp through the months of February and March?
Yeah, I think winning always gives you that little boost of optimism. But in saying that, in JLT's any pre-season game, all clubs are on different agendas, and, you know, from time to time last year, we played virtually all our kids. So we understand that. We've got to keep perspective, but the feeling can sometimes be contagious when you win, so that's a good sign for us.
I mean, I understand what you're saying about sometimes winning doesn't mean so much in the pre-season, but for Carlton, who got themselves in winning positions last year and weren't able to quite seal the deal, does that give you a lot of satisfaction that you were able to seal the deal this year in those two games?
Yeah, well, that last quarter against Hawthorn, it was quite tight, and it was scrappy on both sides, and we found a way, and sometimes you just got to win ugly, so that helps. And in reference to last year, Whitey, those tight games, we think it, although we didn't get over the line and they're frustrating at the time, they should pay us back because our guys have got to live it to understand it and move forward. So they're going to be great learning opportunities, and they have been, and we hopefully pay us back in years to come.
Yeah. Bolts, the mandate in the first couple of years at Carlton was based around defence and getting that right. Will we see a more attacking brand of football from Carlton in 2018?
Yeah, I'd like to think, you know, you saw against Hawthorn last week, we kicked 8 goals in the third quarter. Yeah. So we're working on those layers. It was always the plan that 2 years of driving defence and contested footy into the group and then over time add some offensive layers. So this has been the year we've started to do that. We know it's not a total quick fix, but I hope the JLT shows there were some little signs in the right direction.
I was reading with interest one of the comments Mark Murphy made yesterday at the captain's run or captain's call, Bolts, about Jacob Wiedering. A lot of talk on Charlie Kerner, a lot of focus on him, and quite rightly, from my opinion as well. But Jacob Wiedering probably flies under the radar a little bit as a former number one draft pick. Are you seeing signs through his development in the last 6 months that maybe this is the year he starts to really explode?
Bill, he plays in that key pillar position, centre-half back or full-back, so it's a difficult role to play, but he's worked tirelessly with Cameron Bruce this pre-season, and we're seeing some really positive signs. He won a lot of the footy against the Hawks last week, so early signs are positive, but again, let's hope he can have a really big year for us, because he's a terrific intercept marker and he's a big body, and he can hold up down there for us, hopefully for 10 years to come.
And just for your team in the build-up to the clash with Richmond next week, what's your messaging to them? Obviously, it's one game of footy. It's the first one of 22 for the season. So whilst it's important for footy fans because the footy's back, it really is the same as any other round for you. What's the messaging taking on Richmond next week for you?
Yeah, we just want to really embrace the occasion. We're wrapped at that. Time slot is ours and Richmond's, and we'll never take it for granted. So we just want to have no ceiling. Go and take the game on. You only have to look at Richmond last year, the jump they made. So that gives a lot of positivity and energy. So embrace the moment, have no ceiling, and see where we go.
Has it changed your philosophy on what Premiership football looks like, what's happened in the last couple of seasons with the Bulldogs and Richmond, and the way that their unique brand has got them to the top of the mountain? Have you readjusted your thinking about what wins grand finals and wins finals footy?
Oh, no, I've got a strong mantra around the contested game and defence. You can see that holds up, and there was manic pressure from Richmond last year and the Dogs the year before. But I think what it does say to us all, there's no right way to win games of football. It looks very different. You go back to when Hawthorn won with a pressing game, they also won with a kicking game. Last year was a high-end pressure game in the front half. So it's what works for your group of players, and all clubs have got different individuals with different strengths. So you've got to work out what best suits your group.
So when 2018's all done, how do you want your supporters, the rest of the football public, to be talking about Carlton at the end of 2018?
Yeah, we'd like to talk about this balance of offence and defence, because that's started to grow. So some real excitement and flair when we've got the ball in our hand, but we still want that ruthless approach in defence that we can hold up when teams come at us in the offensively, so like we have in the last few years. So we want to have a real balanced approach to our game.
We're going to get a great cider of that next Thursday night at the MCG when the Premiers take you on at Bolts. We appreciate your time this morning. We know you've got things to do, so we'll let you go. Good luck next Thursday.
Thanks, Arf. Cheers, James. Appreciate you having me on.
Not a problem. Absolutely a pleasure to have you on. Brendan Bolton, the coach of the Blues, with us.